My dear New Orleans, I had the most wondrous dream. I stood outside the tower barricade, alone, gazing up at the monolith to oppression as silent flames crawled greedily up its concrete sides and black smoke choked the sky. I approached the barricade and it crumbled into dust before me. And in the tower yard, reclaimed warriors stood with torches in hand, proud and defiant. Their masks alive, dark swirling oceans of endless power. Throughout the yard were statues of fearful human forms molded from ash. Upon closer inspection, I realized that the statues were our enemies. Defeated, left vulnerable, even to the slightest touch, a soft breeze or a light rain. And in a blink, the flames and the statues were gone, and the sky a clear and cloudless blue. Lush gardens stretched for as far as the eye could see, and where the ashen forms of our enemies once cowered, glorious sculptures of reclaimed heroes carved from marble and bronze now stood. The tower itself transformed from a gray and lifeless symbol of despair into a vibrant canvas full of life. Every inch of the exterior covered in technicolor art, a collaboration of hope and human spirit. I could hear music pouring from the windows, soulful sounds our ears have not enjoyed for ages. From up on the balconies, future generations, influenced by the reclaimed creed, waved down to me, their masks alive, colors beyond comprehension cascading from their joyful visages. Then I awoke from the dream, and clarity overtook me. The time of the reclaimed is nigh. But in order for our vision of reality to overthrow the limited scope currently dictating the direction of this city, we must steel ourselves for the conflict to come and be prepared to fight a most certainly bloody battle with a ferocity never before matched in the theater of war. We are outnumbered, yes, but we will never be overcome.